Now, Rural Connection is here and we're stepping into the world of farming education. Marcus Oldham is Australia's only independent agricultural and equine business management college. It's been preparing the next generation of farmers since the 1960s. And this morning I'm chatting to Ripley Atkinson, a recent graduate, to hear more about it. Good morning, Ripley. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks, Willie. Good morning and thank you for having me.
No, it's great to have you here. Now, what experience do you need to be accepted into Marcus Oldham?
So to be accepted as a student into Marcus Oldham, the expectation is that you will spend at least 12 months, preferably 2 years, working within the industry. So Marcus asks that you go and understand and develop some practical skills and spend some time practically understanding the production side of agriculture before you're able to be accepted into the university.
Oh, right. Okay. So you can't just kind of roll out of high school and be like, I think I want to be a farmer and go to Marcus Oldham. They prefer you to go and get some like hands-on experience.
Yeah. And that's exactly right. It's not a university or a college per se that you'll see 18-year-old students there. It's more of an older demographic of students that attend the college that have had the practical experience and spent the time in the industry learning and developing that production side of the industry.
Yep. And is it an education just for country people, or is there a mix of people there?
Not at all, Willie. So, you know, Marcus is very diverse. There's students from Melbourne. There's some international students there at the minute that I'm aware of. You're not pigeonholed. You don't have to be a country student if you'd like to attend Marcus Oldham. You know, you satisfy the requirements and represent yourself well. And there's opportunities for students from all across the country and all different backgrounds that have the opportunity to attend there. You know, when I was there in 2019 and 2020, there was at least sort of one to two students from every state in the country. So it's a really diverse range of people with different experiences and skills.
Yeah, cool. What are some of the benefits of attending Marcus Oldham, let's say, instead of enrolling in an ag or a business degree at another university?
I think the thing with Marcus that stands out, there's a couple. Firstly, is it's quite a tight-knit community. So going there as a student, you end up knowing all the students that are there across the different university degrees that they study. You know the teachers, you know the staff members. It's all quite a close-knit community. It feels a little bit like a big family, which is quite refreshing in a way for a lot of people that do understand that rural background and the concept of community, which is really important. If you look more at the education side of it, the fact that Marcus... you go and attend the university 5 days a week for around 30 hours face-to-face learning every week. So I completed my bachelor's degree like another student in, or like all the rest of our students in our class, in 2 years. So because we're learning constantly face-to-face, you get a lot more understanding and you're a lot more in touch with the content because you've got the support of your lecturer or your teacher all the time, which is a really which is a big one. And then I think the last thing that stands out for Marcus is its work placement and its tours. So in 2019 we went to China for 10 days.
Oh wow.
On a tour and got to see some wool processing facilities, all kinds of different agricultural, you know, businesses and organizations. And lastly, the placement one where you're expected to do or complete 4 weeks work placement to satisfy the degree requirements is really important. You go and apply the skills that you've learnt in the classroom in businesses or organisations of your choosing across the country.
Yeah, right. And how is the classroom learning and the practical experience balanced? Like other than the 4 week placement, are there other activities that you're hands-on?
It depends, Willie, on the degree you do. So I was doing the Bachelor of Business in Agribusiness, and because we're more our degree's more focused on understanding and running the business side of it, the practical hands-on experience wasn't as important. Whereas if you do the Bachelor of Farm Management in Agriculture, the hands-on concept that you speak of is balanced, and
yeah,
there is a
right.
fair bit of spending time on farm you know, for a couple of days around the region of, you know, Geelong in Victoria, applying those things that you're learning in the classroom in that practical sense you speak of.
Yeah, right. And one last question before I let you go, Ripley. From your time there, what direction do you see most people wanting to go in the agricultural industry?
We see a lot of students, particularly when I was down there, wanting to return home to the farm or work in the production side of agriculture. Now that's an opportunity for them that they see because they're connected to the land, you know, through farming. But it's not a pigeonhole. There's a lot of students that have gone on to do some really interesting and dynamic things that aren't related, you know, specifically to the land. They've gone on to do export, you know, looking at exporting product to all sorts of grain marketings and different things. So it's a really diverse, you know, group of people down there, but a lot of the people down there are connected to the land in some way or the other, and that's the career path they choose.
Oh, Ripley Atkinson, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was fascinating speaking with you.
Thank you, Willie. Take care.